Somebody told me they used to call it a broody hen.
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar?
Well, I've heard of that.
Uh-huh.
I have heard of it.
I guess had a brood of chickens, so they call it a broody hen. And the time that you fed the animals, was that chore time or night time, or how did you?
We would feed them 3 times a day.
3 times?
Yes. Every morning and done in the night.
Did you say that was chore time, or how did you?
No, that is time for us to eat, you know, and we just feed the mules before we eat.
I see. You got the preference.
Yeah.
Do you remember any wild hogs around?
There was a fellow who went across the creek from us, and he would have wild hogs to come up and out and feed once in a while. He had a big place down there, and he just turned the hogs out, you know, so once in a while they'd come up at home. Just keep grazing around the bottom, you know, get over there.
Did they have a mark on them so that you knew who they were?
No, some of them might have had, some of them didn't.
Do you remember when the fence law came in or not?
Yes, yeah, I remember a little something about it. Before that no fence law, people were turning them out, you know, just in the road and everywhere else, and let them graze. But after this fence law come into hand, everybody had to put them up in a fixed fence for them, keep them out of the road.
What kind of fences did they make?
Wire fence.
They did. Yeah. You remember the old time fence?
Yes, sir. I remember seeing a lot of them. They would split the rails, I'd say about anywhere from 10 to 12 feet long. And they were as big as my arm, and bigger. And they would stack them up that way, and then just keep on and on and on, and just get around the fence around it, mm-hmm. what they wanted to.
I think you told me the other day that you had heard of called a worm fence.
Well, I thought that maybe that was a worm fence you were talking about,
uh-huh.
a rail fence. Uh-huh. That's what I've always called it.
Uh-huh. And then after the rails went out, the wire came in.
Yes.
What kind of wire?
Barbed wire.
Was that?
Barbed wire, mostly.
Just hanging on.
Yeah. And then woven wire then come in. Hog wire, they call it.
And you cut your own. In fact, you tell me how you get the, what you get in the ground, string the wire on.
Post. Yeah. You set your post and then you stretch your wire. Brace your corner post out where you want to pull from. If it's long stretch, well, of course you had to put some pieces in there, you know, to brace your post that you want to pull by.
That wire probably weigh quite a bit.
I don't really know what a roll of wire would weigh.
And it really would stop the animals.
And
while we're talking about fences, I was wondering, did you ever have a smaller fence, say, around a yard or a garden?
I don't know that I ever had, except that you had a what you call them?